As the war rages in the Middle East, traders on Wall Street looked beyond the terror. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 9th day of October. Thanks for being with us, and happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian friends. In other headlines, two central bank officials hint at not raising the preferred rate, and why. More news from the UAW strike. This time, it's Mack Trucks. Public schools, dancing, and religion made the news. Sweden debuts a car that's shipped from a factory in a box. Think IKEA? We've got the Wall Street Report, and now it's pharmacists who are walking off the job. For the interview, you'll meet Dr. Francesca Turner, one of the founders of Iowans for Health Liberty. What are they all about? Think women and healthcare. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael, and be grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, today at the open, the major U.S. indexes on Wall Street were down. But as the day went on, investors looked beyond the terrorist attack on Israel and focused more on some domestic issues and some news out of the central bank. The numbers from today's session coming at you in just a bit. You know, for weeks we've reported on how the Fed is inflicting some real pain when it comes to interest rate hikes. Businesses are having trouble expanding and consumers are facing near historic credit card rates, let alone trying to buy a car or a home. Well, on Monday, two Federal Reserve officials suggested the central bank may leave interest rates unchanged at its next meeting in 3 weeks. Question is why? Well, because a surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without further action by the Fed. On the news, U.S. stock prices did move upward. UAW members rejected the latest contract offer from the maker of Mack Trucks in yet another sign negotiations are not moving very fast. The Associated Press is reporting that workers at Mack Trucks went on strike Monday after voting down a 5-year contract agreement that negotiators had reached with the company. The United Auto Workers said 4,000 unionized workers walked out at 7 o'clock in the morning, adding to labor turmoil in the industry that's ensnared all three big Detroit automakers. With those workers joining picket lines, the total number of UAW members that are now on strike exceeds 30,000 across 22 states. The deal negotiators had reached with Mack just over a week ago included a 19% pay raise over the life of the contract with 10% on ratification. There was also a $3,500 ratification bonus, no increase in weekly health care contributions, increased annual lump sum payments for retirees, and a $1,000 annual 401k lump sum to offset health care costs for employees who don't get health insurance after retirement. Meanwhile, the union decided not to expand the strikes to any more plants for the time being after GM agreed to bring its electric vehicle battery factories into the UAW's national contract, assuring that they will be unionized. The union also reported progress with three automakers. From our "You Can't Make This Stuff Up" department comes this story about a Louisiana public school principal punishing a student because she was dancing at an off-campus party, telling her she was not living the Lord's way. The AP is reporting that the 17-year-old student government president and scholarship candidate was videotaped dancing at an off-campus party following Walker High School's September 30th homecoming festivities. A hired DJ took the video and posted it on social media. 3 days later, Jason St. Pierre, principal of the public high school near the state capital of Baton Rouge, told the student she would be removed from her position with the Student Government Association and that he would no longer recommend her for college scholarships. When the story garnered a significant public outcry, the Livingston Parish Public School District reversed course. Citing the significant public attention the episode received, the principal apologized to the student's family and undid his previous disciplinary plans. Meanwhile, Walker High School principal Jason St. Pierre, he's requested to take a leave for the remainder of the 2023-2024 school year. Can't make this stuff up. Well, here's one for you. A small car that's delivered to your home that you then put together. Well, sort of, anyway. Sounds like IKEA, right? CNN is reporting that Stockholm-based startup Lovely, founded back in 2015, says its debut ready-to-assemble car is so small and light it can significantly reduce the carbon emissions associated with shipping. In addition to the novel flat-pack delivery, Lovely is hoping that the electric car's other features, including its super-light frame and swappable batteries, will make sustainable transport even more affordable. Weighing in at under 992 pounds, less than one quarter of the weight of the average modern car, Lovely has a range of 62 miles and a top speed of 55 miles an hour. Great, says the company, for urban areas. Now, these cars aren't likely to be your next DIY project, though. To be road legal, they'll still need to be assembled by a licensed car plant before being delivered to customers. But still, Lovely is testing the vehicle that will retail for around $10,000. And yeah, IKEA was part of the planning, or so we hear. Wall Street opened the day lower but then shed worries about the terrorist attack and war between Israel and Hamas to look at more domestic items. In the end, the Dow gained 197 points to close at 33,604, while the Nasdaq picked up 52 points to end the session at 13,484, and the S&P 500 added 27 points to close at 4,335. Due to the fighting in the Middle East, West Texas Intermediate crude gained $3.55 and closed around $86.34 a barrel. Depending on what happens overseas, we could continue to see oil spike. And finally, there is this. And this is about another labor action, this time involving pharmacists who are walking off the job. CNN is reporting that pharmacy employees at some Walgreens stores began walking off the job to protest working conditions. Walgreens' website was showing temporary pharmacy closures in select locations, and some stores were reporting low staffing levels. Organizers of the walkout, slated to last through Wednesday, have cited unreasonable expectations from management for filing prescriptions and administrating vaccines. In a statement, Walgreens said pharmacy employees are dealing with, quote, immense pressure felt across the U.S. in retail pharmacy right now, end quote. Yeah, that is true. And it's another, yet stunning, labor action. All right, stay tuned and stay with us because coming up, we've got a related healthcare story just a click away. You'll hear about Iowans for Health Liberty and what their concerns are as women seeking OBGYN services that are increasingly hard to find, and worries of government intrusion into healthcare decisions. My guest is one of the founders of the group, Dr. Francesca Turner. Click ahead to hear that short but impactful conversation. And thanks for listening.